Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time. I mean, who else would you like to have on the anniversary of the death? Well, this would be the birthday of Richard Nixon. 112 he would have been today. And we played his voice. That's a side question. But somebody who was such an advisor to him, it's rumored that he does have the tattoo of Nixon. I never got to see it.
Oh, he does.
When we did a Politics in Pints with Roger Stone. But I did see great fashion up close and personal. I don't think anybody has more pinstripe suits and more martinis than Roger Stone, who is still one of the great advisors. And what's that documentary? Is the title? I didn't look at it, Dan. Is it Who's Roger Stone?
Get Roger Stone. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, but there are three parts. Who's Roger Stone? Get Roger Stone. Who was Roger Stone? All right, he's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Roger, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, great to be back with you. You almost had it. Who is Roger Stone? Get me Roger Stone. Get me a Roger Stone type. Who is Roger Stone? the four cycles of fame.
Which it's one? Which, be, go ahead, Roger.
It's great to be back with you again. And it is fitting because today, January 9th in 1913, the most durable American politician in American history, the man who, prior to Trump, had staged the greatest political comeback in American political history, Richard Nixon, was born. It is a great irony that the many accomplishments of Nixon are basically completely overlooked in the ashes of Watergate. And now, as more and more documents become declassified, we learn that the CIA was well aware of the Watergate break-in plan, had infiltrated it with four active agents. And the big media, who had hated Nixon since he nailed Alger Hiss as a Russian communist spy in the House, were complicit in the takedown. It was very similar to what they tried to do to Trump and failed.
There are parallels, but the difference is this, Roger. I think Nixon is more amazing. I never was up close with him like I've been with Trump and a few of these other guys, in that how could a guy, Monica Crowley's different, and I'll ask you this, that's socially awkward, brilliant beyond belief, coming from a poor background, not once but twice, really. He won the presidency three times. It was stolen. Truly in 1960, and he had to contend with the Kennedys, and yet he beat them.
And he won the greatest landslide to this date in American history.
Yes.
The only man to carry 49 of 50 states. Once the most popular president in history, and then within a year brought low by Watergate. It has to do with his personal tenacity, his discipline. He was an introvert in an extrovert's business. He was not graceful like John Kennedy or comfortable in old skin, but he was dogged. He was persistent. He played the college football, spent most of his time on the bench. When he did play, he was a tackle dummy, but he did it with great, with great enthusiasm. Nixon also, by the way, played the piano, the organ, the violin, the saxophone, the clarinet, and the accordion, but had never had any musical training and could not read music, but was proficient on all of them.
Wow, that is stunning stuff. So when did you start to advise Richard Nixon?
Well, I didn't know him. I worked in his 1972 campaign. I was the youngest member of the committee to reelect the president, but that's not the period in which I got to know him. I met him once at that time, famously shook his hand the way Bill Clinton shook John Kennedy's hand at Junior Achievement or Youth State or whatever it was. But in his post-presidential years, he had invited me to San Clemente when I was elected Young Republican National Chairman in 1977. And I predicted to him then that Ronald Reagan, not John Connally, would be the presidential nominee in 1980. Nixon told me I was wrong. I said, no, I'm right. Well, he remembered the conversation and invited me back. And then when John Whitaker, who had been a vice president at AT&T and kind of handled Nixon's scheduling and some political obligations, retired, Nixon asked me if I would assist his chief of staff and John Taylor, kind of doing political chores, evaluating, speaking engagements, passing messages to senators and congressmen. I spent a good amount of time in Saddle River and in his house in the Upper East Side. Nixon was a man who wasn't very retrospective. It was hard to get him to talk about Kennedy or Eisenhower or Hubert Humphrey or Alger Hiss or getting stoned in Caracas or the 62 campaign for governor. But after he had a couple cocktails, martinis, he would become very, very loquacious, and you could learn many things. It was in a conversation that I first began to fully believe that Lyndon Johnson played a malicious role, was probably the, according to my book, I think make the case, the chief architect of the murder of John Kennedy.
Wow. But Roger now parallels with advising Donald Trump. How do you advise Donald Trump? How do you take the good? We have Bill O'Reilly on the show. We're friends, Roger. And he says he's had conversations with Trump where Trump says he wants to be a Mount Rushmore president, asking O'Reilly in the second term, how do I do that? That's a great stride. That Trump that focuses is amazing. How do you keep him, though, on track?
It's really pretty simple. They're very, very different. Nixon, it was very buttoned down, there was a very tight operation around him. Access to him was limited in his presidential years. And I knew him best in his post-presidential years, obviously. Trump is very much his own man. He's not handled. He's not managed. He's not scripted. He does it his way, as Sinatra would say. And it has brought him the greatest comeback in American political history. I mean, I think his winning winning this big is a testimony to his grit and his stamina and his courage and his strength, his persistence, his resilience. And I really believe America could be on the cusp of a new golden age. We'll call it the age of Trump, an age of unprecedented peace, prosperity, security, and justice, along with law and order. I really think America's greatest days are ahead because he's won this election.
Without a doubt. I'm reading some of your stuff going after rhinos, and you have a curious target, at least the public persona, but I hear your point, with the senator from Oklahoma, big guy who was going to fight the head of the Teamsters or one of those unions. You see him as just a poser.
Well, I mean, Mark Wayne Mullen was smart enough to endorse Donald Trump early. So he, you know, but other than that, in truth, he voted for John Thune, the rhino majority leader, who I don't think is a tough enough negotiator, over Rick Scott, senator from Florida, a Trump loyalist. He, you know, he has this kind of macho man image. He continues to defend this Capitol Hill police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was an unarmed U.S. Air Force combat veteran, decorated veteran, menacing no one, shot and unarmed, and shot and killed without warning. And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen continues to defend that, which I think is indefensible. That, to me, that's cold-blooded murder. There was no triggering event. I think she was shot and killed at random. I just think that he's, you know, he's not really who he claims to be. He claims to be, you know, a Trump guy, but at first he says he's not Prakash Patel, a crucial nominee for FBI director. Then after pressure, he backs off. Then he says he doesn't like Matt Gaetz, but then suddenly he likes Matt Gaetz, even though Matt Gaetz withdrew. So, yeah, I think he's playing a role. The guy was a plumber. He's never been in combat. But he's got this swashbuckling image that he has. He's cultivated. He won the seat by taking a TV ad that Trump had made for him when he's running for re-election to the House, swamping the air with it, giving people the impression that Trump had endorsed him. Trump likes him. He's kind of the kind of big bluff guy Trump likes, particularly when he's blowing smoke up Trump's.
Yeah, exactly. So, Roger, for listeners, what's Roger Stone doing now? I see you read you on Substack. I see you on Twitter. What are you up to?
Well, I'm very active. I mean, I have a daily show, which you can see on Rumble.com, right, called the Stone Zone. It's every weekday at 8 p.m. Eastern. I also do a syndicated radio show out of 77 WABC in New York. And Red Apple Audio Network. We're on now in most major markets in the United States. I do 3 hours a week on politics, news, history, style, food, everything we feel like talking about any given week. Mostly politics, of course.
Yeah, but I got to ask you your biggest fashion tip. You are the... You've always impressed me with that, and you've written a lot about it, the worst dressed and the best dressed.
You know, I think
dressed.
It was Get Me Roger Stone that gave me the confidence to wear pastel suits, to be
honest.
Oh,
yeah, but Roger, I got to tell you, I don't see Tucker Carlson as a fashion icon, and I think you did recently. Come on now.
No, look, Tucker Carlson's got kind of what we call an Ivy League spezzatura. Spezzatura is an Italian term that means it looks like you haven't thought about what you're putting on, but it still looks pretty good. So he's not aspiring to be a dandy. He throws together all these kind of Ivy League classics, the blue blazer, the khaki slacks, the red duck pants. He got rid of his bow ties, which I've argued with him about. I like them, but he abandoned them. But I think he's got his own kind of preppy, super preppy look.
And you heard my producer. You heard my producer Dan. So the pastel suit.
All right, I got to ask Roger a question though,
go ahead.
Because you have a big bone to pick with Brian Kilmeade and others on Fox News for the whole look that I perpetuate, that the suit pants with a pair of sneakers. Roger Stone, can you pull off sneakers with suit pants?
Yeah, I'm not. It's true. Every man has to have his own style. Well, you just decide to wear is obviously completely up to you. And, you know, at least you're wearing good looking suits. I'm not down with the sneakers. I think it's a fashion faux pas. So everyone can kind of do
their
own thing.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. It's about developing an independent style. I'd expect everybody to dress like me. Not everybody should dress like you. You got to kind of do your own thing. It's about having your style, but it's about doing it with style. It's like...
I think we can all agree that the world would be a better place if everybody did dress like Roger Stone on a regular
basis. Oh, well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly,
you know,
right.
Imagine football games with...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, Roger, glad to hear Rumble, Substack, all over the place.
And then, of course, you can go to StoneZone.com. That's my headquarters.
Okay.
StoneZone.com. You can find it all right there.
Roger, thank you. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
God bless you, and get ready to make America great again.
Thank you. Nixon impersonation there at the end with it. Oh, my God.
I actually pulled from the Jack Parr Show, Dom.
Yes.
YouTube.com/@12WPHD. Richard Nixon, such a good musician. He actually wrote piano concertos. Here's Richard Nixon performing on the piano. His piano concerto number one on the Jack Parr Show. Take a listen. Same playing piano right now.
Can you imagine, Dan? He said he played six instruments. I didn't know that about Nixon.
It's impressive.
I can't read enough about Nixon. I just finished another biography. He's just brilliant. The Kennedys did him in, and Lyndon Johnson, and yet still two times president of the United States. And look, Trump, you can see why. Trump is a natural for this. But Nixon? My God. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time vocal style, a la Richard Nixon. Today would have been 112. But first, it is time for... Whoops.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, January 11th to 20th. For tickets and more information, visit PhillyAutoShow.com.
All right, so today, Dom, we're asking for distinct voices, and Henry and I spent way too long trying to find one that would work for this.
Way too long.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We wanted a distinct voice that... very distinct, but maybe not so much in this particular instance. Take a listen. We want to know who's singing today.
Jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop. And that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub. Stroll right into town. Be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around.
We want to know who the singer is today, Dom.
Hit us with that singer and you're off to the Great Philly Auto Show coming this weekend. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, you get on board.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. We're looking today for who is singing this song that has a distinctive style, vocal, arrangement, etc. Let's hear the clue.
Now, give me the secret man cup. Come on! Clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red claw so I can be like you. Oh, Ooby-Doo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too.
All right, let's go to Gary in Springfield. Let's see out of the box if he gets it. Gary, who's singing there?
Hey, Dom. Is it Christopher Walken?
Yes, it is. Yeah. All right, pretty distinctive. All right.
I love how excited Gary is.
It's yeah, great. Exactly. Gary, nice play. You are off to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Pair of tickets at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, January 11th to the 20th. Tickets and more information, visit PhillyAutoShow.com. All right, side question today. Distinctive, like Christopher Walken, style, vocal, not just a good voice, but something distinctive is what we're looking for. Now, yesterday, and I want to play John Fetterman again from yesterday because there's an update on this whole thing. The Laken Riley Act, they did find enough Democrats now to go along with it, to sponsor it. It will be before the Senate, I think, now or shortly. The House has already passed it, even though three women in the suburbs here, congresswomen, reject it, protecting particularly women, from this alien invasion, illegal invasion, people that killed Laken and Riley. All it would do is keep them in jail until we're ready to deport them. Here's what Fetterman said. Then I'll tell you the update from Houlihan, Congresswoman Houlihan. Here's Fetterman talking to Brett Baer, Cut One.
So what do you say to that? You've signed on to this bill.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of enormous respect for my colleague in the House, but I just happen to disagree on this. And for me, just like my friend and colleague in the Senate, like, it's really common sense. And I'd like to remind everybody that we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants here illegally that have convicted of crimes. And why, I don't know why, you know, who wants to defend to allow them to remain in our nation after that? And now, if you're here illegally and you're committing crimes and those things, I don't know why anybody thinks that it's controversial that they all need to go.
Do you think that this was one of, if not the biggest issue for this election?
Well, I think if we can't, you know, there's 47 of us in the Senate, and if we can't pull up with seven votes, if we can't get at least seven out of 47, and if we can't, then that's the reason why we lost. That's one of them. That's one of why we lost, in part.
All right, so that's Fetterman. We played that yesterday. Since then, they have it, so it's going to move forward in the Senate. I also now have the statement. Madeline Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon know the local media is not going to make a big deal out of it. I don't know what they do make a big deal out of. When you realize that this passed overwhelmingly, we now have Democrats who have signed on so it comes to a vote, to Fetterman's point, that Boyle, Congressman Boyle from Northeast Philadelphia, voted for this bill to protect us from those that mean criminal behavior and or killing you that are here illegally, then why does the local media not zone in on someone like Houlihan who put out this statement? There's a reason why H.R. 29, the Laken-Riley Act, is the first bill we're voting in this Congress, and it's not immigration reform. Here we go again with the typical dodge, comprehensive immigration reform. She says that H.R. 29 is carefully written to intentionally erode constitutional protections, beginning with undocumented immigrants. In other words, this clown in Chester County, you voters there, is not only saying she's against this because it's unconstitutional for people that are here illegally, but this is the Republican road to taking away our rights. Something that would keep these people in jail for crimes they've committed, not let them out as happened in the case of these two guys in Georgia who killed Laken-Riley, until we deport them. They're here illegally. That's going to erode your rights. More importantly, talk radio is the only one in this area. Maybe the Inquirer might write it and like it, but the rest of the media doesn't think people should be informed on this. This is a big vote. This is a very telling thing. To the point of Fetterman, that's what the last election was about. You would think this would be a matter of debate. She goes on to say, I encourage people to read the text, which clearly shows how the bill removes the right to due process. Trump promised these kinds of dangerous changes, and the Republicans in Congress are desperately trying to satisfy him, regardless of the implications of their legislation. This bill is not about immigration reform, and that's why I voted no. We need immigration reform legislation, which I have supported time and again. I will continue to work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to craft, support, and pass legislation. Common sense, here we go again, immigration reform. All right, could it be out in Chester County? It's not just her, but it's some Republicans, and it's the people that are the Chester County Development Board, you know, the business operation there. We heard from Neil Young, who ran against her yesterday, that when they sat him down for endorsement, one of the first things they asked, you know, well, we have a lot of people working here that are undocumented migrants. We don't want to ruffle that, right? Is that what it is? Everybody's in on this together. And if one of those people out there in Chester County, the mushroom farms and the like, if they're a drunk driver and kill someone, or if they are criminally involved, they commit some crime, they don't care. Isn't that what they're telling you? We heard from Neil Young. Where are the other voices? Now, with Madeline Dean, she didn't even answer, neither did Mary Gay Scanlon. Again, doesn't it come back to both the media, the Republican Party, and just the voters? Are they unaware of somebody, John Fetterman, six other Democrat senators voted to move this along in the Senate. Any number of them have voted for it, like Brendan Boyle in Northeast Philadelphia. And yet somehow or another, a simple act. Yeah, we're calling it the Lake and Riley Act because we want to emphasize this. This young woman was savagely attacked. They ended up killing her by hitting her over the head with a giant rock or something after she fought them off. They never should have been here. They never should have gotten out of jail once we got them. They should never have been traveling around, emigrating to Georgia through the Biden administration. And we ought to be hell-bent to stop every one of them and get every one of them out of the country. But no, that would take away their constitutional rights. Just imagine this maniac in the face of the death of Lake and Riley telling us we're just trying to steal constitutional rights. And even worse, the cabal out there in Chester County, these people who think they're insulated from this, to say, yeah, we're fine with that. We need these people on those mushroom farms and whatever else they're doing out there in Chester County. So we don't care what you say. We're going to continue to do this. And guess what? We have ample number of Republicans that are going to look the other way, which brings us to the big moment. I know it feels like forever. It's only a week away from Monday when Trump is sworn in. Comes out today that he's going to do 100 executive orders on the first day. That's what the news seems to be. And one of them will go back to that policy 42 to keep people in Mexico vis-a-vis COVID, the irony of it. But what is in the mind? Is it the people in the suburbs just don't have time to hear this stuff because the media, how much media coverage is there? Unless you listen to talk radio, the Inquirer puts it in a completely different way. You wouldn't know that Houlihan boldly is trying to tell people they're better off if they're not protected from these menaces. Particularly, I'm zoning in on Chester County. That might have the highest number of people, I'm not sure about that, per capita, that might be here illegally, just because of the industries that are there. I don't know. There might be industries in Bucks County. More so than that. But I immediately think of the farming, the mushroom, the whole deal. And when Neil Young said that yesterday, he's a listener too, the guy that ran against her, when he did the interview with her, with them, to get the endorsement, that's what they want to know. They seem to want to know, well, you're not going to be ruffling the feathers here of what we have going. We need these people. You're going to hear that when the deportation starts. Why in the world, Houlihan? And then to lecture us. Now, Guy Shiraki wrote a great piece. Guy Shiraki's unbelievable in the research about Houlihan. And he says that Houlihan is the classic. She has that Liz Cheney face, my words. And she's constantly embodying so-called moderation, consensus building, the tonality, the sound. But he says Houlihan worked in the private sector and belonged to the Problem Solvers Caucus. She is breathlessly loyal, though, to Biden, as Casey is. She's even worse. She voted with Biden 99.1% of the time. 99.1%. And he talks about Houlihan, main claim to fame, working as an executive at a sneaker operation that brought things in from communist China, just like Madeleine Dean, the husband with the bikes from communist China. This is classic. Have people in the suburbs just become dumb? They're so busy earning a living because of inflation, Biden and all. They don't have time and their sensibilities. Now, look, I blame the Republican parties in a lot of these places. They sometimes suck. Got to tell you that. They're ineffective. Over in Delaware County. I mean, I like the guys when Dan gets them on, you know, some of these guys, but I don't think they're an effective party. They just raised taxes by 23%. What's in the water there that they can't effectively take back the suburbs, at least to some degree? They're overwhelmed in the suburbs. Even Bucks County, it's 2-1. I mean, look at Marseglia. Look at the stuff she was boldly enough to say. But this Houlihan vote is even worse. Do you feel your constitutional rights They're trying to take them away. And this is just the start. They come for the illegal aliens today. It'll be you tomorrow. That's what Republicans are up to. That's what she's saying. And really what it is, we're trying to protect people until Trump has a chance to turn this around. This battle is going to be fought big time. All they're waiting for is some scene with some child, with something that happens, and then they're going to hope to stop Trump in his tracks. You may remember, this was the separation of children thing and all that, exactly what Obama did at the beginning of the Trump term in 2017. It happened. Catholic Church jumps in, wants to excommunicate people. Not going to be easy to do this stuff. Not going to be easy to build a wall. You got to start this time around. I think Trump gets that right from the opening gong. But it would help if the local Republican parties could use something. I see this as an issue that you got to be nuts to be on the other side of. Are they that insulated in horse country, though? They don't feel anything's going to happen to them. So who cares what these people that are here illegally do to the rest of us? Is that it? Does it have to hit home before you say, you know what? This woman's dead just because they're here. That's exactly what happened. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question too here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom Giordano show. So it's the age-old problem here, and it's about winning Pennsylvania too. The suburbs around Philadelphia, you get it in Philadelphia, and inroads were made there. Inroads a little bit this time around in the suburbs with the National Republican stuff. But how in the world such a consequential vote? And I'm looking, I don't see coverage, local Chester County. I don't see, you know, news media here on something like this. And trying to make the argument, it's about taking away constitutional rights, not only of people here illegally, but Americans ultimately. And Houlihan is the, you can't use the word moderate with these people, but she's more so than the insufferable Madeline Dean and her partner in crime, Scanlon. And she's boldly out there. Yeah, that's right. I have voted against this. Well, how do we explain these other people like Fetterman, Brendan Boyle? Are they voting to take away your constitutional rights and six other Democrat senators now? So I think this bill is going to pass. Can't Republicans here locally make this case, make some noise? Let's go to John in Bluebell. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to, a friend of mine, her father actually passed away 2 days after Christmas, was driving down the road in Chester County. They're from Tenet Square. Great man, 82 years old, grandfather, I think great-grandfather at this point, but very involved in church. A migrant went across the median in his pickup truck and head-on collision into him, killed him. My friend's sister was in the car. She ended up having a broken back, broken ribs. This guy was a migrant worker, Gonzalez or something like that, and he actually was arrested in November for drunk driving. Nothing was done about it. Finally, he's obviously committed manslaughter. So this is very true down in Kennett Square, the mushroom capital of the world. Migrants are, you know, big down there, but it's disgusting. It's got to stop.
It is. And, you know, it just rang with me when Neil Young, who ran against Houlihan, brought that up with the Chester County board, the people that are their business community. That's what they're interested in here, John. So it's not just Democrats, but I blame the media in this, too. You know, the local papers, the local stuff. Do they know that Houlihan voted this way, for example? And are the people in the suburbs actually that far gone that they think this is a constitutional question for people that would do damage like this migrant you talked about?
Absolutely. I think it's disgusting. I think it comes down to also, let's start to do what they were doing with the buses right in front of, you know, Harris's house. Why don't we drop these folks off at Madeline Dean's house? Hey, here's a couple migrants. They've only committed a couple crimes. You take them, you know, put them in your garage or whatever you have to do with them.
No, that's exactly right. Thank you, John. Or her mansion. She used to have one at the shore. Yeah, that's exactly right. I had a business thing yesterday, and the guy, real insider, big project I'm working on, was talking about Governor Abbott, he knows, and how Abbott took on, in Texas, Republicans and Democrats on school choice. But Abbott, what he did was both brilliant politically and morally, it's a correct thing. Why should people in Texas and border states have to suffer this? People willing to come? Chicago now. And that's what's going to happen on the first day. Under the gun, they can't handle it. But it's the complicity out there because, you know, if they were being honest in Chester County, they would say, well, we want to have these businesses. Do you want us to go out of business? Here we go again with this, that we're going to put up with this type of stuff. And I've never seen a study that indicates it, but it seems to me you have people, you have young men that are here working in these conditions. What's a recreation? Get drunk. Drive, and in many of the countries they come from, drunk driving is not treated like we do it here. So over the years, I've seen umpteen examples of this. Well, that's the price of doing business. But to say, as this woman does, this is about the Constitution, just think about that. That's what this election was about. Republicans have to do better in the suburbs, though. They can't make this case. Oh, that scene is just Trump. That scene is xenophobia. No, these are real stories. Lake and Riley and her family are real people, and there are hundreds of them. Well, we have our own criminals. True. Bottom line is, though, we don't need people here illegally that are doing this either. At least we can start there. So hopefully, I'm thinking the first week, a couple thousand are deported immediately around this. There's any number of them that have violated stuff again and again and again and again. Like the guy on the subway who just immolated a woman who was sleeping after working, the Brooklyn subway. It was a couple weeks ago, last 10 days. Why do we need them here? Well, we want them to work. We're willing to put up with this stuff. We want them to work under the table. We want them to, just like the HB1 visa. Trump's wrong. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, you're completely wrong. It's un-American what they're proposing. We don't need them. You know, Democrats try to tell us all the time we're not the best and the brightest anymore or ever were. Why do we need Vivek Ramaswamy to be saying that? Really? Out of America, we don't have enough people at the high end. India is not going to beat us. We're America. We don't need Republicans telling us when we have enough Democrats doing that. Let's go to... Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, good afternoon. Good show as always.
Thank you, Gary.
I don't want to rain on your President Nixon parade. He's a little bit before my time, but he's also responsible for the high fructose corn syrup.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Dan perked up in his China. Wait a minute. He perked up in his seat there.
I don't like the guy anymore. Get him out.
The high fructose. That's it. Get Nixon out. No more mention of Nixon.
No more. We're not talking about him anymore.
Yeah. Nope. Go ahead, Gary. Why do you blame Nixon for that?
It's not a matter of blame. It's his administration where it's kind of like Ronald Reagan is responsible for the pharmaceuticals not being allowed to be sued, right? It's the same thing. It was his administration that someone came and said, oh, we got this great idea. We're going to subsidize the corn farmers. And what we're going to do is we're going to make products really, really cheap. And as a result, it was high fructose corn syrup.
Well, that is a driver. I mean, there's no doubt. It's one thing when you do it in Iowa to get their vote because of gas and all that stuff. But when you do it with food, yeah. Well, look, if Robert Kennedy Jr. just focuses on that, I've said it many times, he's going to have the biggest legacy. If he's all over the place, we're not going to get anything done.
And my understanding is that he's also responsible for the rise of China. He's the one that got China mm-hmm. in the favored status, my understanding.
No, he opened up the door to them. I don't know about that, the favored status. I think that came later with other people that sold us out more. Nixon did break through with them, trying to use them against Russia. At least that's the way I see it. Who's your person, voice, different pattern?
You want the moon? Do you want the moon, Don? I'll give you the moon. George Bailey.
Yes, Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, very identifiable. A bit older, true, but he's one of the all-time recognizable vocal presentations.
Richard Nixon before your time, but Jimmy Stewart is your answer.
And Jimmy Stewart was more like out of The Godfather. That's the way he did it. It was a little bit different, yeah. All right, it is the lightning round next. Hit us with that. It's not just the voice. And Ron, I do want to hear that non-alcoholic wine option. Nothing wrong with the wine. I don't know why we're suddenly on this now. The preservatives and everything else. I'm going to bring your own bottle this weekend. And I don't think I'm bringing white wine. I just can't imagine. Yes, what's your favorite white wine, Dan?
Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's a Scott Presler.
More of a Sauvignon Blanc kind of
guy.
Yeah, you know what? My wife's a big Sauv Blanc girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's what I associate with headaches versus the red. But I know there are people that get,
I like a dry white.
Okay.
I talked about the grapefruit Moscato earlier.
That's right.
Really good.
Thomas Ellis, yeah. 855-839-1210. Jump in. Be heard. Get your name into the hat.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, that's exactly right. Richard Nixon, 112, if alive today. Hit us with that great, distinctive vocal pattern. Doesn't have to be a great voice necessarily. Let's go to JB in Southampton. Who's yours, JB?
Happy New Year to you, pilgrims. This is the Duke talking. Now, I don't always drink Polish beer, but when I do, you bet your dupa I drink it with my Polish buddies down at the Polak Club.
Hey, watch your language there, JB.
I'm a Polish descent, so I got to come to your rescue sometime. Like
all that. Right, there you go. It wasn't Joe at Bordentown with the whole thing. All right, that's pretty good. That's in the spirit of it. John in Westchester. John, who's yours?
Hello, Dom. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
First of all, Stag Leap Artemis Cabaret is the wine you want to take this weekend.
Mm.
Okay? It's smooth, it's velvety, and yet it has a bold little taste to it. So
that was nice Stag Leap?
Stag Leap Artemis.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Second, it's malaise is the problem in Chester County. And we have no media out here. That's why. We have no paper of any real value.
Right.
And the Inquirer would support Houlihan anyway. And third, they should be using reclaimed water from the wastewater treatment plants on a separate system in California so they have fire protection that isn't based on rainfall and everything else. Now, my voice is Bobcat Goldthwait from Police Academy and Scrooged with Bill Murray. Very distinctive vocal pattern. He's a comedian, director, producer. Very distinctive. So
very good. Thank you, John. Thanks for the wine selection. I'll see if that meets muster, or Dan may have another selection that we'll have to put up for a vote tomorrow. You can always hit me with wine selections. I'm always interested in that. The Earl of Tacony is next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, what do you have today?
Well, Dom, I was at a diner having lunch today, and I saw the Jimmy Carter funeral, and everyone's talking about how if you didn't have Jesus, you'd have Jimmy Carter. He's a Christian. He's a very religious man. They had all these pastors talking about him. And then at the end, they had Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood singing the communist anthem, Imagine, by John Lennon, where there's no religions and there's no possessions and there's no countries. And it's like, are they that tone deaf? That, here it is, we're celebrating a man with high morals and religious standards, and then sing a song to honor him by saying that there is no God.
You know what? That is a great... Yeah, who knows who is it that gets in there and goes down that path? Who's your voice, Earl?
I have two. One's not going to qualify because no one knows who he is. I was going to say Harris Yulin. He's an extremely well-known voice if you've ever seen him. He was the judge in Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
But since nobody knows who Harris Yulin is, I'm going to go with a man who's actually in the dictionary and has his own unique style of talking, and that would be your friend, William Shatner from Star Trek.
All right. Thank you very much. I never noticed that in interviews, but now that he mentioned it, I can see that. Bruce in the Northeast is back with us. He's well. He's back. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'd recognize that hair anywhere.
Where'd you go, Bruce? Where you been, man? It's been a while.
Where have you been?
Just this usual routine here and there, this and that.
You find a girl? It sounds like you found a girl, maybe.
Yes.
I was still looking. You still got to line me up with someone if you get a chance.
All right. We will continue this conversation when there's more time. Definitely. Glad to have you back. Who's your voice, Bruce?
Yeah, this is, you won't remember him if you're under 50, but Waller Brennan was big in Western movies. He had a distinct voice.
Yep.
And, well, let me, Waller, come over here. Let me get on the phone. Yeah, Jack Nabby, this is Waller Brennan. Listen to that Tom Giordano on the radio, that hairy Italian.
Very nice. That's a pretty good Brennan. Henry, give me one that you have.
Scott and Mount Laurel's Harry Callis was on
board. Okay.
Dom Giordano from John and Waterford as a 10th grade teacher.
Oh, man. You didn't like Bruce here on this one.
I like Bruce as well.
If I can only take one.
Yeah, okay, I got you. I go with Bruce today.
All right.
It fit into everything. Bruce goes back. He's back. One of the all-timers. All right. Richie always next with 4 big hours to take you home here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.